It's 9:30 p.m. and I'm at the school's dance studio. I put on my gungurus, or traditional dance anklets, after an intense day of studying. All I want is to feel a sense of gratitude through my daily dance practice.
Thakka dhimmi
is the thal or rhythm to the first step I learned in my practice of Bharatanatyam. Bharatanatyam is a form of Indian classical dance originating in Tamil Nadu in South India. Bharatanatyam is derived from four Sanskrit words, bhav, meaning emotion, rag, meaning music, tal, meaning rhythm, and natyam, meaning dance. The integration of emotion, music, rhythm, and dance makes Bharatanatyam into a divine experience. I still remember when the soles of my feet first hit the dance mat, my gungurus or anklets made a vibrant sound, and my heart was filled with a surge of excitement and gratitude for being able to perform. The time commitment of 8 years of training, physical exhaustion from long practices, and challenges in perfecting steps all seemed to be worthwhile. I often lost track of time as I danced, even when practices lasted up to 6 hours during my final year of training. Prior to learning Bharatanatyam, I tried swimming, gymnastics, and posed with a soccer ball during my brother's tournaments. But there wasn't one sport that I full-heartedly enjoyed. But dance gave me a sense of joy and happiness that I didn't find elsewhere. And luckily, it forced me to remain physically active throughout the years. Little did I know how impactful dance would be in my life. Now, after 14 years of practicing the art of Bharatanatyam, I can say that it has played an integral role in my spiritual growth and character development. Bharatanatyam has provided me with a unique opportunity to learn the timeless wisdom of Hinduism, and this continues to guide me in all aspects of life. Today, I would like to share with you a glimpse of the most important lessons that I've learned through Bharatanatyam. On the first day of class, I learned the ritual of Namaskar, in which a dancer bows down to God and the Guru to seek blessings prior to performing. While Namaskar actually consists of 12 counts, during the 11th step, my hands are folded near my chest and I visualize seeking blessings from God. During the 12th step, I eloquently stop my right leg and prepare to begin dancing. Namaskar serves as a prayer to receive the strength to dance. It reminds me to keep spirituality at the center of my life. By surrendering my worries to a higher being, I feel intrinsic strength and courage to get through my days. Let me tell you about my favorite dance, Pushpanjali. This dance begins with me holding flowers and then offering them at the lotus feet of God. I surrender my worries to God once again. The high energy dance challenges my endurance and flexibility, but while I dance, I'm able to forget stress. Often I'm dancing around 10 p.m. upon completing my schoolwork. And my friends and family used to tell me, Mahima, just call it a day and go to sleep. But my response to that had always been, my day is not complete without dancing. And slowly, my friends and family realized that my day is truly not complete without dancing. By practicing Pushpanjali, I'm assured that everything will be just fine. Pramukh Swami Maharaj often said that the means to solve misery in life is to offer prayers to God. And this message is reinforced through every step of Pushpanjali. It allows me to get through the toughest days with faith in God. As someone who loves structure and planning, I used to become disheartened when my plans were not successful. But the more time I spent reflecting on Pushpanjali, I was reminded to just focus on efforts and accept the challenges that come along the way. It's safe to say that Pushpanjali is my get-going dance. Every dance that I have learned in Bharatanatyam has molded me into the person that I am today. These are the beats to the dance Thilana, which is the last dance learned in the Bharatanatyam training. In this dance, a dancer experiences joy of those being closest to God. I remember this dance being the hardest to perfect. Coordinating my eye movement with mudras or hand gestures with expressions and footwork was a daunting task at first, but over time, it became a fruitful experience. The feeling of joy that I experienced in this dance is not found elsewhere. Trust me, I'm out of breath by the end of the 7-minute dance, and my face is often sweaty, but those 7 minutes give me a much-needed burst of energy. The joy in this dance is different from the joy I experienced from online shopping after a difficult exam. People who know me well know that I'm always searching for the latest trends and hoping that I can find an outfit in my size. But the truth is that joy stemming from materialistic endeavors is temporary. I'm happy when I make an online purchase, but then the happiness goes away when I realize that the outfit does not fit me. However, the joy of being close to God as experienced through Thilana is everlasting. If I dance at 5 a.m. or 10 p.m., the artful connection with God that translates into joy remains constant. This joy is so unique that it propels me to feel courageous without letting negative thoughts overtake my thinking process. Thilana is definitely my be happy dance. Bharatanatyam is a reminder of my potential, a source of my strength, and a symbol of my connection with God and my gurus Pramukh Swami Maharaj and Mahant Swami Maharaj. I'm sharing this story to remind you that with the routine of disconnecting from stress just for a few minutes every day, we're actually increasing our productivity and getting closer to achieving our goals. I challenge you to find your version of Bharatanatyam to recharge yourself on a daily basis. This change can be going to the gym, reading a book, or talking to a friend. Regardless of the activity you pursue, a positive outlook on life leads to a purposeful living. Start today, and you will find your supporters along the way.